This is the Walk-In Cafe. We serve food for the soul. If you are on your hero's journey, stop in and enjoy the community of others in various stages of their awakening to the blessings and joy of spirit. The Walk-In Cafe is part of the Byte Radio Me Network, bringing inspiration to Earth. Now here is your host, Star Weldon.
Hi, everyone. This is Star. I'm here at the cafe, and with me is Bob on the phones. Our guest today is Marilyn Harper. Bob is here taking calls, so feel free to call in at 619-789-4359 if you would like to talk to Marilyn, or me even. If you'd like to schedule a reading with me, you can call me at 720-406-7621 or email me at starwoman9@comcast.net to set up an appointment. Next Monday is our regular day with Jean Wallace, so plan ahead to call in for a reading. Now I'd like to ask for the presence of spirit and the presence of the living love to bless all who listen to our show, and ask that the light and love be with each of us for the highest good of all concerned, and bring into beingness a oneness with all that is. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, Star.
It's good to talk to you
good.
Today.
I'm so honored to be on your show.
Well, I'm honored to have you, and what I want to do is hear your walk-in story, because I know a lot of people are really interested in that phenomenon and that experience. So let's just get going, and I will interrupt with questions if I have something that I have to know. How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely fine. the inquiring mind that wants to know.
Me. That's why I'm doing this show.
Some things never change, Star.
I know.
I can't remember. I was trying to remember what walk-in conference I met you at, and I couldn't remember. So,
well, it was the first one the founder couldn't be there because she was ill. Can you remember
which one that was?
Was that in 96 or 97?
No, that would have been in 98 or 99, I think.
Well, see, I was hurrying myself. 98 or 99. I think it was 98.
Yeah.
And we shared a room.
Yeah, I know. I know. Great. Anyway,
I was so scared to go there and share a room with one of the speakers.
Well, I'm a pretty scary person.
Well, no, I found that out real soon that wasn't the case. But, you know, it's like, oh, my Lord.
What am I doing?
When you don't, when you don't know. And
I know.
Yeah.
That was kind of, you know, in my walk-in experience, it was such an amazing transformation. I'm sure your audience has heard all about what walk-ins are and how they come about and all of that, correct?
I think that they pretty well know that. And,
okay.
Yeah, we've covered that. I figured you had.
Well, in 1993, following complications from surgery, I can consciously remember laying in a hospital and just saying, you know, God, if I'm going to be in this much pain, I would rather die. I would just take me out. And that was a pretty powerful statement. And after that, I felt a huge, just a force of energy moving through me. And I obviously didn't die, but I got a lot better really fast. And when I came out of the hospital, however, I had never heard of the term walk-in. I didn't know what the deal was. I just knew that I came out of the hospital looking in my closet to go to work, and I couldn't really wear any of my clothes. I couldn't really do the same things. I used to be an English teacher, and I had trouble writing a sentence in English. My writing style had changed. My taste in people had changed. Everything had changed seemingly overnight. And I thought I was losing my mind. I mean, this was 1993. I had just finished my master's in theater and didn't go into theater. Instead, I went and sold advertising for a country western radio station, which is kind of theatrical. But everything was different. I had trouble writing copy for the radio station. I overcame that, but only because I got really creative with it. Anyway, I spent 3 years trying to figure out what had happened. I used to be, before this happened, I was a costume designer and designed all kinds of costumes. And I couldn't even figure out afterwards how to lay a pattern down on the fabric. I used to do counted cross stitch, and I bought cross stitch as I was recuperating from my surgery, and I couldn't figure out how to do it even. I'm like, my God, Marilyn, what is the deal? And I thought I'd lost my mind. I really had no idea. Then I kept, asking spirit, I used the term God then, asking for help. Help me figure out what's going on here. And the universe started answering that. Whenever we ask for something, it always surprises us when we do get that answer, when we do get the information. And in 96, actually it was in Thanksgiving of 95, I had Thanksgiving Day, right before Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, there was like 70 people at our Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom came to me, and she held up this book, and she said, Marilyn, have you ever read the book Strangers Among Us? I think you'd really like it. It's by Ruth Montgomery. And I looked at her and I said, well, this is kind of a weird place to offer me a book. We're getting ready to do Thanksgiving dinner. But I said, no, I haven't read it. Could I borrow it? And she said, no, you don't ever return books. And so she didn't loan it to me, but I went on about, we had Thanksgiving dinner. And then about 2 or 3 days later, a friend of mine, Big Bill, he was kind of a cross between Haas and Gandhi. He looked like Haas, talked like Gandhi. And he said the same thing to me. He said, we were dating at the time, and he said, have you ever read the book Strangers Among Us by Ruth Montgomery? And I said, no, that's the strangest thing. My mom just asked me about the same book. And I asked him if he had it, could I borrow it? And he said, it was packed away in a box. He didn't think that he could get to it right then. And so I went on, and the universe has a strange way of arranging things to synchronistically line them up so you will come to your realization. And the universe had put me back in contact with an old friend of mine. We were actually graduate students together, and we didn't really get along that well as graduate students. But then 3 years later, we met up again and we became best of friends. John Schulte, I think he's been a guest on your show. And
so he's going to be a guest. So did you and John, do you think that you knew, that the walkout was not a friend of his, but the walk-in was?
Yes, I did. I do now. Yeah. At the time, I didn't know. But, yeah, at the time, we were graduate student colleagues together, and we got along okay. I mean, we had a few rounds of arguments, but we got along okay. His personality was just completely different than my personality, and we just kind of put up with each other more than anything else. After we met back up, then 3 years later, we became immediate best friends. It was just like an immediate recognition. And the universe arranged for us to drive for 12 hours to Milwaukee. And during the trip, I was talking about how I feel like I'd lost my mind for 3 years since graduate school, and I didn't know what had happened. And he said, "Have you ever read the book Strangers Among Us by Ruth Montgomery?" And I'm like, "What is it with this book?" And I thought, okay.
So what did you finally read the book Strangers Among Us?
I did read the book. He actually had the book with him, and he read me parts of the book. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that has happened to me. It's about the walk-in experience. That's what happened. It has to be. It just rang so true.
When you read it, it's so powerful that first time when you're experiencing that this is your experience.
Yes.
It's so
powerful.
When I read
that first chapter, I just wept. It rang so true. It made so much sense with everything that had happened. Thank you, Ruth Montgomery. I wish she was still alive. But
thank you, Spirit, for arranging for this information to be there.
Absolutely.
I mean,
of course, then the interesting thing was I had to go back to my mother. And think, my mother knows that my soul has experienced a walk-in, and I'm not really the child that she gave birth to or something. Until Christmas time.
I'm sorry, but I understand totally.
I know.
I had a reading, and the guy said, "Your parents think you're possessed of the devil."
Yeah,
and I thought
about that.
This guy is full of it. And then I sat in front of them and I was going to tell them about Reiki, and the way they looked at me, I realized he was right, and I realized it was because of the walk-in.
Yeah, I understand completely. That's why I went back to my mother, and asked her at Christmas time, I said, "Mom, you know, Thanksgiving, when you told me about that book, Strangers Among Us by Ruth Montgomery, and that you said I couldn't borrow it from you, and I said, do you know what that book's about?" And she said, "Strangers Among Us by Ruth Montgomery. You know, I've read some of Ruth Montgomery's, but I don't have that book." I'm like, "What?" "Yes, you do. You've got that book. You handed it to me. You wouldn't let me borrow it, but you handed it to me." And she didn't have it. I mean, we went through every book in her bookshelf, and she did not have that book.
Do you think that was arranged by Spirit for her to say that to you?
Absolutely. And then I went to, of course, I immediately left there before New Year's, went to Big Bill and said, "Okay, Bill, you know that book you told me to read, Strangers Among Us by Ruth Montgomery? Did you ever find that book?" And he said, "You know, I've never read any of Ruth Montgomery's books. What kind of books did she write?" And I'm like,
"Oh my God!"
Yes. Oh
it's
my
like
goodness.
They were just channeling to you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. They were.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing.
Yeah, the universe. It was time for me to find out. It was time for me to know. So of course, I immediately left Bill and called John and said, "John, did we actually have an experience driving to Milwaukee where you told me about walk-ins and Strangers Among Us?" And he looked at me like I had three heads and said, "Well, yeah, Mayor. We talked about it for several hours. Don't you remember?" So, yeah, that's...
But I can see why you would see if the third one had actually done it, too.
Yeah, it was pretty
amazing.
Because
you were already thinking you were crazy.
Yeah. Well, now I know.
Well, no, yeah. But, I mean, you know, that would have just fit in. Oh, my God, I can't write. So, and now I'm delusional.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually kind of a horrifying feeling when you realize that those things that you were really good at before, you were not good at later. I mean... You know, the walkout was a playwright and performer, and then the walk-in I couldn't perform anything unless it had a really strong spiritual message. And eventually I didn't perform anymore. It was just everything had changed so much. It was very alarming to think that. And then it was a relief to know that John's experience, that it did happen, but I had to look at the arrangement of the universe to bring that to my consciousness, and by two of the people that I trusted the most, my mom and Bill, that to bring this information to me so I would know that it would be real.
Yeah, and to have it just done in that sense of
it all happened in like that, the realization in like a very short 2 or 3 week time period. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, very, very much so, and that kind of set me on my path, and I started doing energy work every week and receiving energy work every week, and because I knew that I had different skills, different opportunities, different qualities that I really wanted to explore. And I felt that the best way to explore those, you know, when you have a glass of water, if it's full, you can't put any more water into it. So I felt like I had to empty my vessel out, empty my water out, to be able to acknowledge the new talents and skills that I was receiving. And so
it's,
that's
interesting,
kind of what I
did, isn't it?
Excuse me?
How the soul, you know, we tend to think linearly of our mind coming in as a baby and being developed and all the experiences and everything. But to me, it's interesting how the soul brings in its own energy and talents and all that, and you don't know that until you experience a walk-in.
Right, that's exactly right. It's like I now knew why the first time I wrote a play when I was at graduate school, and the first time I performed it after I'd walked in, well, I had to completely rewrite the whole play. I couldn't perform it the way it was written, and now I know why it had to have that rewrite. But, you know, at the time, it was just pretty alarming. And to know that the new talents, I mean, my writing even, I mean, it was a huge struggle. It was so weird because I would write things and it sounded, you know, I joked unknowingly that English is my second language. But then when I woke up to the fact that I was a walk-in, I realized that English probably is my second language, and that, because I write in the syntax of, you know, how someone that speaks a foreign language as their primary language but writes in English, sometimes they get the word order out of order, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's
yes,
what, that's where I would write.
I'm dealing with someone who does that. And it's a realtor, and yes, I know very well because
yeah,
it's odd.
Yeah. It is odd, and like I had not completely finished my thesis for my master's degree before
mm-hmm.
I walked in, and
oh,
I was
my
never
goodness.
Able to finish it. I was never able to finish it, you know.
My thing was I lost my ability to spell. Everybody always came to me for any word, and I could spell it. And I no longer could spell.
Mm.
And it was odd.
Yeah,
I was... And everybody noticed it because everybody always relied on me to know how to spell everything. And it's such a small thing, but it's a big thing because you suddenly have a different, I guess, base of knowledge.
A different set of talents and skills. A different base of knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is you get the opportunity as a walk-in to rediscover your talents and skills that you have, and then because all walk-ins are here to help with the shift of the planet and to be of service. And then you get the opportunity to find out how you are to do that.
Well, how did you discover that you were in contact with Adirondack?
You did that really well. Adirondack.
Did I? I said it well?
Yes, you did. Adirondack.
Oh, I didn't know if I could or not. It was okay, do it.
No, no, you did that really well. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I became a Reiki master and was doing healing work, and I did automatic writing for a year after I woke up to the fact that I was walking in. Automatic writing is where, kind of like the book Conversations with God, where, you know, you've probably explored that on your show before, where you listen to your guides and you just transcribe what your guides are saying. And so I knew what it felt like when my guide and system was talking to me, and eventually I was working on someone else and I heard a voice that they said that they wanted to speak to the person on the table and they wanted to use me as a channel. And that kind of frightened me. I didn't really know quite what that meant. And so eventually they convinced me that they were from Source. They used the term Source energy from the light, and I eventually submitted to that. And they were Serapis Bey, one of the Ascended Masters. And I think the information that came through was so profound, I was quite impressed by it. But I think after that, I was not present in my body for about a year. And after 5 speeding tickets and 3 car wrecks, the third car wreck, I had somebody come and stay with me, and she noticed that I was not present in my body. And you know, Star, I didn't know at that time. So this would have been the time, around the time when I would have met you, that I wasn't really
present.
And
you weren't present in your body. And how did she notice that? How did it look to her?
Well, I think more than a look, because she didn't really know me very well, but more than a look is I would just, you know, do strange things. I would be driving, and I would, you know, all of a sudden wake up and say, "Where am I? I would be completely lost."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I would be like 20 miles away from where I remember the last thing that I did.
That's really scary.
It's really scary. It's really dangerous. I would, you know, go into the kitchen to get something and not have a clue what I was in there to get. And, you know, As a 59-year-old, I do that every once in a while now. But
well, I was going to say, as a 65-year-old, that's common.
Yeah, but you know, then it was like, even when I retraced my steps, I was like, I couldn't even figure out where I was or what I was doing. Now, keep in mind, I was still selling advertising for a radio station, so I was driving 150 miles a day, and you know, and when she was riding with me in the car, she said, and I almost drove directly into a truck. She said, "You know, I just don't think that you're present," which is what I did at my most recent car accident. Nobody was hurt bad, which was good, but this was in 1999. And so she immediately said, "Pull over." We went into a parking lot, and we traded places. She got behind the wheel of the car, thank God. And she said, "Okay, so I'm going to put you into a trance," and she knew how to do that. And she set my conscious self aside and asked to speak to my higher self or whoever was operating in my body. And that was the first time Adirondack actually spoke. And Adirondack was a multidimensional being from the 17th dimension, and was the first time Adirondack had ever spoken through a human form, and was a messenger from Source energy, because the people on this planet are not quite getting it. So there are more messengers from Source here to help with the shift than ever before, and Adironda was one of them. And I was to be the vessel or the channel. And, you know, I didn't quite believe it after I, you know, when I came, she brought me back and said, okay, this is what happened. So then the next session we recorded it. We went home, we recorded the next session, and Adironda came in again, just in the same fashion, and Adironda described what the 17th dimension looked like. And and when I listened to the recording back again, it was the same place that I dreamed about for months and months and months. I mean, it was obviously a place that I knew. I could describe the buildings. I could describe the vegetation. I could describe the doors into the buildings, into the structures. I could describe the beings that I saw there. And Adironda, I went there at night, I guess, to do healing work. And Adironda saw the blue light, the cobalt blue, that came through my hands and realized that I was an energy match for them. And they are a spokesbeing for a council, much like Abraham and Esther Hicks and Kryon. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole council there.
Yeah.
And Adironda is the spokesbeing.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was pretty slow going in the beginning.
Was it scary to you?
Sure it was scary. I sold advertising for a country western station. I've been to 3,000 times in two county fairs, and I've never seen nothing like that. I mean, especially since Adironda sounded Czechoslovakian or Russian or something.
Yes,
like that.
I've heard Adironda, and yes, she does.
They have a very strong accent. It's not quite
yes.
as strong now as it was then. But
I was going to ask that. Has that changed?
Yes, it has. Over the years, because many channelers, as you probably know, have some physical problems, you know, kidneys and running that much energy through their body. And
no,
so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of channelers do because the human body may not be prepared to run that much. I mean, you know, that's a lot of energy. I blew TVs and circuits and computers and lights and all kinds
uh-huh.
of things.
Uh-huh.
But so Adironda actually merged with my physical form, so it made it easier physically. And the accent mellowed some, and they've learned a lot over the years. We can now open our eyes and move around and a little bit and move the body, and there's still an accent, but not nearly as strong as it was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The reason there's an accent, people have asked and said, you know, it's because the first human voice they heard when they came into this dimension was Russian or somebody from that part of the world. And so they thought everybody here sounded like that.
Well, they kind of imprinted like a baby bird.
Exactly. It was the imprint. And I've had
yeah.
several people from Belgium or actually Russia say were so shocked by the accent because they said they could almost pinpoint the area that it would come from.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I've never been to that part of the country, and I didn't know anything about
especially
it.
To sell country western music.
I know. It's pretty wild.
Well, we're really close to our break, and we will be taking a short break.
Okie doke.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Walk-In Cafe.
Hi, I'm Robert Sharp, founder of Byte Radio Me and facilitator of the Positive Shift Training. Feedback from those that have attended the training since January indicates the course is more than about shifting thoughts. It's shifting actions and your life's direction. It's a month-long course focused on you forging a better life's path. and responds, I have improved the course content to include material gleaned from the previous workshops and adding a focus on practical actions to take to direct your life. Secure your spot in the Shift Your Life course by registering now at www.positiveshiftsociety.com. And to those who attended and contributed to a better course, I sincerely thank you.
Hi, Marilyn, we're back.
Hello.
And it's magic, we're back.
I know. I love the magic of radio.
I love the magic of being with you because it's wonderful to talk. You know, I came in 93 also.
I remember I remember that we had those things in common.
Yeah, and when things were really difficult for me, I was sitting on my couch, and I think I was crying, and things were going on, and I could see in my mind's eye this whole group of beings around me that were working on me, and when I met you, I realized that you were one of them.
Aww, that's just chills.
Well, it gave me chills. I almost didn't have words for telling that story at that point, you know, when we met.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things that I was seeing and experiencing were so new and unusual that I didn't know how to talk to people about them. Yeah. And now I'm talking about them to everyone.
That's fantastic.
You were there helping me. Thank you. And we were both in Missouri. It must have been the Missouri thing.
It must be.
So anyway, I wanted to switch a little bit from your story about yours to this upcoming conference that you're going to have. And I'd like you to tell me when it is and where it is, but I'd also like to know how you came to the idea to have it. And you can go ahead.
The facts, it is October 7th through the 9th of this year, 2011. It is in Phoenix, at the Embassy Suites North Phoenix, the one closest to the airport. And the main airport, Sky Harbor Airport. And it's Friday night, Saturday, and then we'll depart on Sunday, through Sunday. And it is, the reason it came to me is Liz Nelson, the founder of We International, Walk-Ins International, she's just been kind of coming to me over the past year in dreams or messages or in my writing, and I've just been thinking a lot about her, and I have been getting the nudge that we were to have another conference, and I kept shying away from that, thinking, I was not one of the founders of Walk-Ins International. I was just a guest speaker at several of their conferences. I've been traveling a great deal doing my work, and each place we go, we have more and more walk-ins coming to us saying, what do I do? Where am I going? What's the deal? I'm here. What now? And so I just finally really connected in and asked in my automatic writing, what am I to do with this information? And they said, you are to have a conference. You are to gather walk-ins together because now is the time. Now is the time to gather the energy and expand from walk-ins to galactics as well. So galactic beings, there are more galactic beings on the planet right now. There are more walk-ins on the planet right now. And it is kind of like that come to arms, come to the present, and be ready to help with the shift. There's a huge mothership over Phoenix, over Arizona, which is why we centered it in Arizona. And it only took me 6 months of traveling back and forth before I realized why do I keep going to Phoenix? It is the conference. We've got guest speakers from the old organization, B.J. King, Leandra Murray, John Schulte, myself, maybe you, a star, or you had mentioned Gayatri as a possibility. I haven't communicated with Gayatri, but we're looking to have some guest speakers. And really, the premise of it is, where do we go from here? People are waking up to the fact that they're a walk-in, or they have woken up over the past 20 or 30 years, and they know that they have a part to play in the shift of the planet. And this is about gathering our forces together and with one through line or one cosmic intention to move into the fifth dimension, which is what we're here to do.
Thank you for doing that for us, Marilyn.
You know, I had several other walk-ins that I've known over the years that are like, oh my goodness, Marilyn, how did you get roped into that? You know, but
you know,
it's
so funny because I was getting the same message, and I was sending out emails to people and trying to get somebody interested in helping me, and I didn't know, I didn't have any skill level for organizing something like that, and I didn't know what to do, and I kept praying about it, and then I heard that you were doing it, and I was like so overjoyed.
Well, you know,
because
it's a huge undertaking.
Yes, I know, and thank you for having the courage to do what I didn't have the courage to do.
Well, I the universe is driving right now, so I just have to trust that it's all going to work out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're, you know, I have, the universe brought me a business partner that does marketing, which she does my website. So if you've been to my website, you know it's beautiful. And,
it is.
It is beautiful. And
the energy is spectacular.
Thank you.
It's not just beautiful physically, but to look at. But when you just tune in and feel what's going on with it, you know it's from a different level.
Oh, thank you. Joy, you have no idea, Star, what that means to me. I will tell Joy. She's my business partner, Joy Roby. And
oh, I talked to her last week.
Oh, yes, you did. She's just a jewel, isn't she?
Yes. I didn't know who I was talking to, but yes. I knew her name was Joy.
Yeah, that's her. That's it. And she, yeah, we really focus on the energy. And with the walk-in conference, I mean, you know, all I can say is go to our website and register, even if you can't pay for it right now. Register anyway, because we are coming up against a little bit of a deadline with the hotel. Is we have to let go of the rooms, or we have to reserve more rooms based on our registrations in the next few weeks. So, you know.
Well, I'm planning on doing that myself.
Good, good. You can register right on our website, or you can send me an email and say that you want to register if that's easier, and there's a link on the website that will do that.
Okay. I will do that. And I hope everyone that's listening and that listens that is interested in walk-ins or think they may be a walk-in and maybe just they're very galactic. Come. We want to see you. And I see, what I get about it is it's so important for us to come together and our energy come together. It has nothing to do with what anybody says. It has to do with us coming to this point where this energy is together, because it shifts so much,
you know,
when we're there.
I agree with you 100%. Joy, she's the marketer, right? And she keeps saying, well, what are the speakers going to talk about and what's the deal? I keep saying, it's not about that. It's about the walk-ins and the galactic beings coming together to unite the forces of their energy.
Absolutely. And when you said it's time, that's what I was getting, is it's time, it's time, it's time. And I was getting it so strongly, and it was frustrating because nobody got it the same way I did. You know how you, it's bringing tears to my eyes right now. You know how it is when you're getting it so strong, but
yeah.
The people that you tell just kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah,
bye.
I do know. I understand. And that's where we have to, as you know, forgers for what's happening, is we have to just hold the energy, hold the focus, and stay the course, and know that I trust that the universe will bring the walk-ins back together, and the galactic beings that are searching, that we will be able to gather together soon in October. And I'm not sure why. I mean, I tried to put it later on in the year or next year, and they said no, it had to be in October, and it had to be that weekend.
Wow.
I can't tell you why. I don't know. I'm going on pure faith and pure trust. I'm just you know, doing what I'm told to do. And it's kind of a scary thing, but it's brought me some really amazing situations because of that. But so, yeah, you can find out about it on my website, www.adironda.com, which is really tricky to spell. MarilynHarper.com will take you to the same place.
That's really good, because it is hard to spell. I copied it so that I spelled it right. Because,
no.
You know me, and I have no spelling.
Funny.
If it's spelled right, then I can pronounce it, but I can't spell most things.
Yeah, I understand. I do understand.
Is there anything else you'd like to give out about your business? Because we're down to, we've got three minutes left.
So I need a three-minute commercial. I do channeled sessions with Adironda and the Council all of the time. I do retreat seminars. I do a retreat called Healing from the Inside Out. We're going to be in Dallas the next week, the week of the 10th through the 16th of July, and we're going to be in Springfield, Missouri on the week of the 31st of July. We're going to be in Tucson on the last weekend in August. I've got Rock and Rhythms, drum building and crystal digging retreat in Arkansas. I've got all kinds of things going on. Go to my website. The easiest way to find it is MarilynHarper.com. My phone number is 417-860-5432. 417-860-5432. And I would absolutely love to hear from anybody.
Well, Marilyn, I'm so grateful for you talking to me today. And I'm so grateful that you're here and doing this work that you're doing. And I want to thank you for doing that. And we're down to the end, and I'm going to be saying thank you for listening to all the listeners. And always remember, all we have to do is breathe deeply and partake of divine sustenance. Live with the belief that as freely as we are given breath is how freely our lives are filled with wealth. Thank you for tuning in to the Walk-In Cafe. Remember, we are all connected through spirit. If you would like to contact Star, call 720-406-7621 or email starwoman9@comcast.net.